gardeners want to grow fruit trees in their backyards. However, in Kansas, it can be a challenge. Hi everyone, this is Cassie Teason, horticulture agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. Fruit trees are sensitive to frost conditions. We never know when spring might arrive in Kansas, and this can cause issues with our fruit trees flowering. If you are considering purchasing fruit trees this spring, there are certain factors that should be considered for some of our fruit tree species. Spring in Kansas is often unsettled with apricot and peach tree flowers being very vulnerable to late frosts that can kill fruit buds. Of course, the tree itself will be fine, but there will be no to little fruit that year. Other species of trees can be affected, but apricots and peaches are by far the most sensitive. Also, the closer a tree is to full bloom, the more sensitive it becomes to frost. Apricots are more likely to have frost-killed flowers than peaches because they bloom a bit earlier. Though there are late-blooming apricot varieties, the differences between full bloom on early and late-blooming varieties appears to be slight. Research at Virginia Tech showed a maximum of 4-day difference between early and late varieties. However, in some years, that may be all that is needed. The trees in the study that were considered late-blooming include Hungarian Rose, Tilton, and Harlane. Harglow was not included in the study, but it's also considered late-blooming. Peaches are next on the list for being likely to be caught by a late frost. With peaches, two characteristics become important when considering whether they will be damaged. Like apricots, bloom time is very important, but fruit bud hardiness should also be considered. In this case, fruit bud hardiness refers to the hardiness to late frosts, rather than the ability to survive extremely low temperatures during the winter. Late bloomers include China Pearl, Encore, Intrepid, and Rising Star. The Intrepid cultivar has also shown excellent cold hardiness when in flower. So, are there other considerations when looking for possible frost damage? Yes, location can be very important. Planting on a hill, which allows cold air to drain to lower elevations, can help. Also, a location in town will be more likely to have a warmer microclimate than an exposed location. Some gardeners will add a heat source under a tree during cold nights if they are close to a building. Heat lamps and charcoal briquettes are sometimes used, but safety should be considered first. Fruit trees are a nice addition to your landscape and can be grown with some extra care. Take some time to select hardy varieties before purchasing your trees. If you want to learn more about fruit trees for Kansas, reach out to your local Extension office. This has been Cassie Teason, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District. Have a great day!